Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
The words of Jeremiah, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, son of Ammon, king of Judah, the 13th year of his reign. Verse 4, the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. I ordained thee a prophet unto nations. I will watch over my word to perform it. But you have to read down to that. The Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, you will speak. What's he doing? He's making this man a prophet. He changed him right there. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. Now, if you want to know how to walk in correction, how to walk in correction and direction and perfection, that's the way you do it. You put his word in your mouth. And he will perform it. Because he swore he would. Jesus said, you will have what you say. You will have what you say. And a young man that I know very well, and he's all right. He's young spiritually. But he just came in and said to the man that he flies for, he said, I have to get another job. In fact, I've already talked to some people. Why? I just can't support the word of faith anymore. I can't support the word of faith anymore. I think it's all right to say whatever you want to say. Well, he's out in the woods now. He's not saying anything, or at least at that point, he wasn't saying anything that God could perform. But I know somebody else that will. Because the devil will take the leftovers. And what a friend of mine's grandmother said, you let the devil in the back seat, ain't gonna be long, he gonna want to drive. That's just pretty well said, you know. I can't improve on that. And that's just it. His whole thing is control. Control. He's a loser, and he knows it, but he doesn't believe it. Right. And about the time he thinks he's got everything working his way, then somebody just rises up and says, no, you don't. Well, not in this house. Not here, you don't. Not now, not ever. I'm not going to think like you want me to think. I'm not going to talk like you want me to talk. I'm not going to act like you want me to act. I'm not going to do what you want me to do. So get. Amen. I'm going to say it again. I have this day set thee over nations, over kingdoms, to root out, pull down, destroy, throw down, to build, and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. And the Lord said unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. And you look that up. He said, well said, for I watch over my word to perform it in your mouth. I put my word in your mouth. You speak it and I will perform it. If you look carefully at all of the prophets of the first covenant, what was their job? They gave not only instructions to the people, they gave them things to say.
Yes.
If you obeyed the prophet and said what he said, you prospered. 1 John 1:5. He is faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful to do what? Well, look over there and see. You know it, but put your eyes on it. Oh, I tell you, I love the Gospel of John, but man, the Lord led me to start reading Little John and just read it every day. I mean, it's not but 5 chapters. Just read it every day. And it'll get on you. It'll get in you. Oh, my goodness. And it just starts off. And this will save your life. Amen. This then is the message which we've heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. I wrote in the margin of my Bible, God is light, God is life, God is love. In him is no darkness, in him is no death, and in him is no hate. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and he is just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There is huge failure on those scriptures. It's huge. That is a blood-backed, exceeding great and precious promise, and if you believe it, it'll work. If you go by your feelings, it won't.
Amen.
I was in a meeting down in South Florida one time. I was down there 3 weeks, and they were receiving offerings from me every night. Now, I should have had a clue, but I knew the pastor very well. I heard him praying, and he said, oh, God, help us, because we are in such dire need of finances. Now, if he had just come to me and told me, I'd have said, hey, let's get in this together. But he didn't. Well, he wasn't receiving the offerings. Another man in the church was. This is Brother Copeland's offering. This is Brother Copeland's offering. Well, anyway, there was a lot of pressure on me. And I got mad. And I'm walking around in that room and I just really got irritated. They made a big deal of offering me a check after 3 weeks. For $200. I went in the hole. But anyway, I got mad. And then I calmed down, but I said, Lord, I'm not going over and preach tonight after this. He said, after what? I said, after what I did and said. He said, what are you talking about? I said, what do you mean, what am I talking about? He said, didn't you confess that sin before me? I said, yes, I did. He said, Kenneth, when you confessed that is not when I found out about it. Well, that came as a great revelation to me. We have informed God very little with all of our praying. But it is our covenant relationship with Him where He said, ask, you shall receive. Knock, it shall be open unto you. Seek and you'll find. The word seek there actually means research. Research God. He already knows, but we need to find out. He said, then after He said that, He said, you need to understand that the moment you confessed that, I cleansed you of unrighteousness. Now you won't mess around here and ruin that because that part you didn't believe. Oh. But He's faithful. Then I learned. I learned the truth of it. Jesus said, when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any. You're not going to stand there 2 weeks. He said, when you stand praying, forgive. That'll work, won't it, Grant? I mean, when you stand praying, forgive. It's not an act of feeling. Judgment. Now, there is coming a time when judgment will take place. But I've already talked to you about that, but let me say it to you like this. Judgment is a function of seed time and harvest.
Yes, it is. Amen.
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 So that you don't walk in judgment. Turn with me to Luke chapter 6. We know what's Luke 6:38, give and it'll be given unto you, good measure pressed down, shaken together and running over shall men give into your bosom, for with the same measure you measure withal it shall be measured unto you again. Well, now wait a minute. There's 37 verses before it. This was a whole sermon. He had just named His 12. This is huge. If you just back up a little bit. Bless them that curse you. Pray for them which despitefully use you. And you come on down. Come on down here. Love your enemies. Do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. For your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the highest. For He is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Give, and it'll be given unto you.
Amen.
Judge not. This is what I've learned over the years. A lot of it from Brother Hagin. A lot of it from Oral Roberts. A lot of it from the Scripture. A lot of it from personal experience. That's a huge sin in the church. Judge not that you be not judged. If you study the Scriptures, you'll find out if you judge somebody, you have set the bar. And you will be tried at that level and you don't even realize it's coming. because you didn't realize you did it in the first place.
Right.
For instance, well, now you know how I love Pastor. Here it comes.
Yeah.
That's like the country singer said, don't give me none of that degree stuff. Tell me left or right. Well, don't give me that how much I love Pastor either before you cut him down. Now, I'll just tell you one thing, buddy. If I'd have been him, I wouldn't have done that. Well, you dumb, if you'd have been him, that's what you'd have done. That may be the answer to the question, how dumb can you get?
That's right. Yes, sir.
If you were him, that's what you'd have done.
That's right.
But you do not know the circumstances. You do not know the situation.
That's
you
right.
do not know what led up to that. You do not know what decisions were made. You're not running that church. You don't know what the Lord told the pastor to do or to say. You don't know what the pastor's wife and the pastor prayed and came to a conclusion that this was right.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, if you don't like anything he says, get out of there.
Sure.
Right. Amen.
I told you. I think I told you a little bit about this, but anyway, I'm going to tell you again. Wayne Cochran. Old C.C. Ryder. And Wayne had never been to church. And he told me, he said, Kendall, he said, I stole the Bible. He said, I'm ashamed of it. I stole the Bible in my hotel room and got saved on it. I said, Wayne, was it a Gideon Bible? Yeah, that is the name of it. I said, Wayne, they put those in there for you to have. Really? Can I keep it? I said, I think I would. Now, he started pastoring, and he ran into this. There was a man in his church that didn't like anything he said, didn't want to do anything he wanted to do. He was crossways of everything he said. So he called him in. He said, the problem is you're in the wrong sheepfold. And here was his explanation. He said, you're like a plumber in a roofing church. And you keep trying to put the toilet on top of the house and it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, now, you know, Wayne's just an old rock and roller. I mean, that way it come across. So, he said, I know a pastor in this town that just, he thinks the same way you do. Because after he talked to him for a while, he found out what he didn't like. He said, would it be all right with you if we have a meeting together? And he called the other pastor. They got together. And they liked each one another. He moved over there in that other church, and now everybody's happy, and he's happy, and both pastors are happy, but he's no longer judging that pastor. Now, his life was miserable because he was sitting in judgment over another man, and particularly a man of God. Shall we just stand and just praise and worship for a few moments? Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's meetings like this that I don't like to close. David, would you hold it? That it's the flow is so precious, and there was one man that Brother Hagin told about, and this actually happened. This man had gone to a country church to preach. And he was staying with an elderly man that was one of the lead deacons in the church, but he was an elderly man. And So he stayed with him, stayed in home with him. And he came back that night, and he had waited up for him. So they talked about the meeting a little bit. And he said he was just getting so tired. He wanted to go to bed. But the old gentleman said, well, let's remain. So he thought, well, okay. So he started talking again. And in a little while he'd say, well, son, let's remain. And so he just kept trying to, he's about to go to sleep. And finally he said, well, sir, I think we ought to retire. He said, retire, that's the word I was trying to think of. So I know you'd like to retire and I'd like to remain, so. Lord Jesus, Son of the living God, I pray the blessing of the Lord on this congregation. I pray the blessing of the Lord on the leadership of this church. I pray the blessing of the Lord on all that have come in to visit for these meetings and all that have been watching us online. As God's representative, I'm authorized to tell you, be blessed. Be blessed. God always needs a receiver. You have to have a receiver. Anybody open? Be blessed! Be blessed! Be blessed! Now this bunch didn't receive it. Let's start over again. Be blessed! Be blessed! Ah, that's better. Be blessed! Be blessed! Be blessed! Be healed! Be well! Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Take the ball and run with it! Filled with faith, excited about faith. And I quote Kenneth E. Hagin, boys, it's the scripture you get excited about that works for you. Prosperity. It is very simple. The curse is threefold: spiritual death, sickness and disease, and poverty. And the blessing is spiritual life, healing, and prosperity.
Copeland at these upcoming KCM events. May 26th through 28th, join us for the first ever Knoxville Victory Campaign in Tennessee. June 9th through 11th, don't miss the Fargo Victory Campaign in North Dakota. And August 1 through 6th, come to the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. KCM events are free to attend. Go to kcm.org/events for more information and we'll see you there.
Find something life-giving on KCM.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library. Over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on five continents. all absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.
Friday is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory, and I want to read this passage from Galatians chapter 6. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You've heard the word preached this week. Now take hold of those promises in your own life. Thank you, partners, for your continued prayers and financial support. Your giving has helped spread the gospel and send the uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice. People around the globe are hearing the word through the TV broadcast, the magazine, website, social media, events, teaching products, Brother Copeland's partner letters, Kenneth Copeland Bible College, and much, much more. Because of you and the faithfulness of Jesus, generations of families have been changed forever. Now bow your head with me as I pray for you as you've given today. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a covenant God. We thank you that you watch over every giver. And Lord, you have blessed this ministry to be able to take the word of faith from the top to the bottom and all the way around the middle. And I pray over everyone who has given that their households will be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. The word of the Lord came to Brother Copeland in 2022 that this would be the year of correction, direction, protection, and perfection in spirit, soul, and body, in finances, churches, and government. Keep this word alive in your hearts. We agree to see the blessing of the Lord in all of those areas. Jesus is coming soon. We've had a great week on the Believer's Voice of Victory. So be sure to download those free study notes on kcm.org. And if you missed any of the broadcasts, you can view them free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. Remember to watch the Believer's Voice of Victory this Sunday and get your week started on the Word. Until next time, this is Duane Munoz reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. To give by text, text the letters KCM to 36609.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV broadcast study notes today at kcm.org/tvnotes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/tvnotes.